Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
We are doing our Do Not Fear still out of Daniel. And it is Daniel 10:19. Daniel 10:19, you're going to love it. Do not be afraid, you who are highly esteemed, he said. Peace, be strong now, be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength.
Hallelujah.
That is it. Hallelujah and amen.
Our teaching today is entitled, Seven Keys to Unlimited Access.
Mm-hmm.
As a born-again child, we have unlimited access to the greatest, most generous, and giving benefactor ever. Access is a privilege obtained through obedience and thankfulness. Here are seven ways to access his presence and power. Number one, through the blood of Jesus. Jesus was crucified, so through the shedding of his precious blood on Calvary's cross, we could have access to the presence of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2:18 in a New International Version. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Here's another scripture, Romans 5:1-2, New International Version. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope and the glory of God.
Hallelujah. In the hope of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Number two, understand the parameters and possibilities of the access we've been given. Think about this now. Many may work at businesses where there are varying levels of access to the same computer system. For instance, we have a level for those who enter data. We have another level for those whose job description requires them to create and analyze reports from data that's entered. There's yet another level where certain employees not only have access to data entry and creation of reports, but they also have the clearance to access all the financial reports. You must have the proper access to do your job effectively. Well, Galatians 4:7 Message Bible says, doesn't that privilege of intimate conversation with God make it plain that you are not a slave but a child? And if you are a child, you're also an heir.
Hallelujah.
With complete access to the inheritance.
Glory to God.
Now that on a sensational Saturday ought to make you jump and run around.
Hallelujah.
And say, thank you, Jesus, for reminding me just what access I have.
Number three, we have unlimited access to everything our Heavenly Father has. The great news is that as a child of God, we have complete access to everything, including our inheritance. Matthew 16:19, Message Bible. Thank you. And that's not all. You'll have complete and free access to God's kingdom.
Ooh.
Keys to open any and every door.
Hallelujah.
No more barriers between heaven and earth. Earth and heaven. A yes on earth is a yes in heaven. A no on earth is a no in heaven. Hallelujah. You and I, as born-again believers, have complete and free access to God's kingdom and keys to open any and every door. We personally recommend that you personalize the scripture and get it down in your spirit. Hallelujah. And that's not all. Maya will have complete and free access to God's kingdom. Keys to open any and every door. No more barriers between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is a yes in heaven. A no on earth is a no in heaven.
I'm telling you, that if that doesn't light your fire, your wood's wet.
You don't have any wood.
There you go.
With that access comes his blessing flow and power over every attack of the enemy.
Yes.
Matthew 16:19, New American Standard Bible. I will give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Hallelujah. Number four, live in continual thanksgiving for the unlimited access we've received as a result of our obedience and faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 4 through 6. These are different parts of 4 through 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through 6, Message Bible. Every time I think of you, and I think of you often, I thank God for your lives of free and open access to God given by Jesus. There is no end. Let me say that again. There is no end to what has happened in you. It's beyond speech, beyond knowledge. Having access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of this entire universe should not be something that we take lightly or for granted. We should not forget that these benefits are ours. We need to be continually thanking God for all he has done and is doing for us and make these blessings known to other people as well. Spread the good news. Psalm 35:28, Classic Amplified Bible says, "And my tongue shall talk of your righteousness, rightness and justice, and of all my reasons for your praise all the day long."
Hallelujah.
It is a hallelujah thing.
Number five, with unlimited access to the throne room of God, we're never alone. 1 Corinthians 4:7-8. 1 Corinthians 4:7-8, Message Bible. You already have all you need. You already have more access to God than you can handle. Without bringing either Apollos or me into it, you're sitting on top of the world, at least God's world. And we're right there, sitting alongside you.
Wow.
One of our favorite scriptures is Deuteronomy 31:6. 31:6, New Living Translation. Hallelujah. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will never fail you or abandon you.
Wow.
Psalm 139:5, 6-2, probably.
This is so good.
You know, when I leave and when I get back, I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I say it, before I say the first sentence.
That's it.
I look behind me and you're there. And up ahead, you're there too. Your reassuring presence, coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father, for your unlimited access.
Amen. Number six, if we fail to appreciate the access we've been given, we may find that we no longer have it. Ezekiel 44:13-14. Ezekiel 44:13-14 in the Message Bible says, "They're fired from the priesthood. No longer will they come into my presence and take care of my holy things. No more access to the holy place. They'll have to live with what they've done, carry the shame of their vile and obscene lives. From now on, their job is to sweep up and run errands. That's it." You know, we need to praise God for his access, because access to him is a choice. If we make wrong choices, then we suffer the consequences.
True.
We need to be so thankful and appreciative. In Deuteronomy 48, verses 47 and 48, New Living Translation, it says, "If you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you have received, you will serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left hungry, thirsty, naked, and lacking in everything." That's what happened to the Israelites. It's not what God wants for
his people.
Number
seven, you need to understand how to gain favored access. Proverbs 18:16, New Living Translation. Giving a gift can open doors. It gives you access to important people. We've taught that before.
We have taught that before.
I find the New Living Translation of the Hebrew text much more accurate than the King James, which says, "A man's gift maketh room for him, bring him before great men." Many leaders in ministry mistakenly teach the gift referred to in Proverbs 18:16 is your natural abilities and what they perceive to be talent. Now that sounds nice, but it's not Bible. It's not what the Bible is saying or what the word gift means. According to Strong's Concordance, the word gift is the Hebrew word matan, M-A-T-T-A-N, H-4976.
You can look it up for yourself, H-4976.
And it means gifts, offerings, presents. The word matan appears in 5 verses in the Hebrew Concordance of the King James Version. And in each instance, it's referring to a monetary gift. At your convenience, we recommend that you look up Genesis 34:12, Numbers 18:11, Proverbs 19:6, Proverbs 21:14, and of course, Proverbs 18:16. It's clear the scripture is talking about a gift of financial value. Scripture is also clear that a financial gift will bring you before important and eminent people. The Message Bible translation of Proverbs 18:16 says it this way: a gift gets attention. It buys the attention of eminent people. If you want access, and more importantly, favorite access, you always bring your gift.
That's right.
See, in olden days, honey, if you went to the temple, you took a gift.
That's right.
If you went before the king,
that's right. You took a gift.
And up until about 20 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you went to people's house, you took a gift when you were invited.
That's exactly
right. And that was to be a blessing. But you know what? If you appreciate all that God's given to you, you give and you are a part of the kingdom. You give into kingdom, his kingdom, and you will have favor.
No doubt about it.
And he promises that. That's how he opens the doors and the windows for you. All right. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Great way to start a sensational Saturday.
Even when the wind howling and the rain beating against our windows from a tropical storm.
Ophelia was hit us up last night. Yeah. But you know what? We are fired up,
protected
ready to go.
By God.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Have electricity because we always have power.
We are
power of the Holy
PBG.
Ghost.
Protected by God. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.